Public notice to electors of the City of St. Albert, Bylaw 2, 2025, Section 258, Municipal Government Act, take notice that the Council of the City of St. Albert, in the province of Alberta, has on January 21, 2025, given first reading to borrowing Bylaw 2, 2025, which will, upon final passage and approval, authorize the proper officers of the city to borrow monies to authorize the financing for the transit garage expansion and all incidental work associated therewith. The net amount authorized to be borrowed under Bylaw 2, 2025 on the credit and security of the municipality at large is a sum not exceeding $13,450,000. The borrowing is to be repayable in combined principal and interest installments over a period not to exceed 20 years calculated at a rate not exceeding the interest rate fixed on the date of the borrowing, and not to exceed 10% per annum. And further take notice that, unless a petition of the electors for a vote on borrowing Bylaw 2 2025 is presented, as provided for by Section 231 of the Municipal Government Act, the Council may pass the borrowing bylaw. All persons interested are hereby notified and are required to govern themselves accordingly. Copies of the proposed bylaw may be found on the City of St. Albert website https://stalbert.ca/cosa/meetings/agendas/minutes/video. At the link to the January 21, 2025 Council agenda or by emailing legislative@stalbert.ca to obtain a copy. Dated at the City of St. Albert, in the province of Alberta, this 21st day of January 2025. Information for electors 1. Pursuant to Section 1(1)(i) of the Municipal Government Act, an elector is a person who is eligible to vote in an election for a councillor under the Local Authorities Election Act. Section 47(1) of Local Authorities Election Act defines an eligible person as a person who is at least 18 years old, is a Canadian citizen, and resides in Alberta and the person's place of residence is located in the local jurisdiction on election day. 2. A valid petition requires authenticated signatures of a number of electors constituting at least 10% of the population of St. Albert. 3. Pursuant to relevant provisions of both the Municipal Government Act and City Council Policy, C-SAU 22 Borrowing Bylaw Advertising, in order to be valid a petition of the electors must be submitted to the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer of St. Albert not later than the close of business on March 28, 2025. 4. If a petition of electors is not received by March 28, 2025, the Council may proceed to pass second and third readings of Bylaw 2 2025 at any time thereafter, but not later than January 21, 2027. 5. Further requirements of a petition are provided in Sections 221 to 226 of the Municipal Government Act. https://www.qp.alberta.ca/documents/acts/m26.pdf. Date of the last publication of this notice is March 13, 2025. Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. Should a petition of the electors for a vote on borrowing Bylaw 2 2025 be received, despite the provisions of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, the names and addresses of signatories to that petition will be handled in accordance with Section 226.2 of the Municipal Government Act. Dates of publication: January 23, 2025, March 6, 2025, and March 13, 2025.